I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Booby.
Colby and Chip.
Vina Zane, we've reached the end, my friend. The last
This is the
band of Darwin Week.
Yeah, last evolution that we will see.
Darwin Week is about the evolution, the macro evolution of bands over time. So we take the first song on the first record and the last song on the most recent record and compare how the band evolved lyrically, sonically, aesthetically, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
So I think we'll be able to see how their look must have changed. I mean, these guys have been playing for 35.
Yeah, I know.
40 years, so
yeah.
Obviously it must change. And their lineup probably changed, but I don't know enough about Maiden to know that. All right, so this is The Prowler. No, it's just Prowler. Is it The Prowler?
No, just Prowler.
It's Prowler by Iron Maiden, and it's the first track on their debut record. I think the name of the record is Iron Maiden. Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right, and wait. Go!
Go.
Walking through the city, looking
great love song, actually.
You've got to be.
I'm teasing you.
Because I know you're usually really screwed up with this stuff. This is beyond the pale. What in the actual? What is going on, bruh? I cannot believe this is my band.
I can't believe it either.
Okay,
I was
first,
like, what?
Okay, first of all, they definitely evolved because the singer's name is Paul Di'Anno. And, oh, that's him right there. This man's dressed up like Michael Jackson. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the band definitely looks different. That's for sure. So I'm just going to go ahead and blame Paul Di'Anno.
For all of it.
For all this shit. Well, no, Steve Harris wrote it. I guess Steve Harris is the bassist and lead composer.
Why would somebody make a song like this? Why?
Did you get from the song the same thing I got from the song?
Well, there's one part where I was like, that could either be one thing or the other. But it just seems like it's a creepy guy who's like stalking people around the city.
And exposing himself to people.
Oh, I didn't know he was exposing himself.
Yeah.
I knew that he was touching himself.
See, look, he says, see the ladies flashing all their legs and lashes.
Yeah.
And he says, I gotta find my way. And then he says, what are you seeing, girl? You see me crawling through the bushes with it open wide. Then he says, what are you seeing, girl? Can't you believe your eyes? It's the real thing. So this is a dude who's like walking around like in bushes and shiz, exposing himself to young women.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty, well, you know, you could never make a song like this now.
No.
But in 1980, you could make songs like this,
How
I suppose.
How old were they when they were putting this out?
It must have been in their 20s, you feel me? Like,
well, when you compare it to all the other, like, remember those other two, the other two in this Darwin Week that we've listened to, where their first song was like, well, it's the Rocket one, Ride My Rocket.
Ride My Pantera, yeah.
And then, what was the other one? It was another one of those.
I'll Cast a Shadow?
No, it was like another one of those weird teenager.
Well, either way, this is not a weird teenager song to me.
Well, no, this is more than just.
Like, this is
Honey, I can't believe you don't remember. There was Ride My Rocket, which was one of them.
No, it was Pantera.
Was it?
Was it during Darwin Week?
Yeah, it was. It was one other band. It was,
I don't know that.
Oh no,
about.
Maybe
we've done so many songs in this
Pearl Jam. Was it Pearl Jam's? Once? I don't remember. Anyway. But this was creepy. Well, why would you make this song?
Well, again, you know, now, see, back then it was indecent exposure or whatever.
Yeah.
I think now you would get a sexual assault charge if you did this now.
Oh, I would hope so.
You know what I'm saying? Like before,
yeah.
It'd be like, oh, indecent exposure, blah, 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 and then, you know. But now you would end up on the sex offender registry if you did some shit like that. You know, especially if you.
That'd be really creepy.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like. It
rolls out of the bushes like that?
Yeah, it's no joke out here. Yeah. But, like, it's one of those situations where, first of all, they don't sound anything like the Maiden that I.
Yeah.
Like, there's no. Like, I wouldn't be able to be like, oh, that's Iron Maiden.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be able to tell. Vocally, sonically, nothing. Mm-hmm. Subject matter, nothing. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell at all.
No.
And it's very strange to me that they said, you know what? How are we going to introduce ourselves to the world?
I know.
Let's personify ourselves
as a perverted man.
Yeah. And he keeps saying girl, not even lady. Say lady. I won't say girl, but good Lord. And how could you sing that song on a stage? Like, I don't understand it. Like, how would you go up there and sing that song like that with conviction?
When he says, you got me talking, but feel like walking around, like, so he stopped and started talking to her, but he actually wants to walk around and expose himself to more people?
Yeah.
Ew, what a disgusting person!
And, like, you kind of see. you kind of see like the justification because he's like, hey, I'm seeing the ladies flashing. And you're like, oh, well.
Their legs and lashes.
Right, right. If you just read that line, you're like, oh, okay, well, women are walking around doing that too. Okay, great. And then it turns out, it's their legs and lashes. They're clothed. They're clothed.
Yep.
Good Lord. That's just, you know, like I'm laughing, but at the same time, if me and Zoe, me and Zoe are having our daddy-daughter time, if me and Zoe were taking a walk or something like
that,
some dude came out and exposed himself, like I'd put the screws to him, like I'd hurt that person.
Yeah.
I'd really hurt him.
Yeah.
And I'd ask Allah to forgive me later because I'm a pacifist. Maybe I wouldn't hurt him because I'm trying to set a good example.
I was like, well, would you do that in front of Zoe? You want her to see that?
I don't think I'd do that. I would probably shield her or something like that. I don't think I'd hurt the guy. But my point is, on the one hand, it's like funny, like you made a song about this, but on the other hand, it's like a really serious issue. But at the same time, it's like,
yeah,
I can't get over the fact that you made a song about it, family.
And look at that character.
I know. It's the other thing is like, I can imagine this dude like walking around, like, you imagine this dude walking around naked and shit, like, what's going on? Hey, baby,
ew,
it's a real thing. And the girl's like, I know. Where?
I just don't mind why you're flashing it out here.
Why are you people here?
Gross.
Yeah, lyrically, this is a pretty thin. I can't believe this is my Iron Maiden. I can't believe it, and I can't believe some record label was like, yes, this is a song. I don't know what was happening. We weren't around at the time. What was happening in 1980?
I want to know how many views this thing has.
What was happening in 1980 that made some? Because record execs are pretty notorious for like.
Stifling
people's 2.5 million Iron Maiden play 241k Iron Maiden the official Iron Maiden's got 10,000 views. We'll probably get 6 views off this record. There he is right there. Look, there he is right there. That's the guy. Yeah, see, that guy looks like he'd be that. No offense. I'm not gonna speculate on that. But good Lord, I don't understand. Like, record label execs are usually doing like, no, there's no
way to do that. I don't know, babe. I never think of stuff like that. I'm always surprised when something goes on. I'm like, wow, I didn't even
look. Yeah, but there are certain people where you'd be like, okay, that makes sense. Like, if you saw the news tomorrow that did something like that, would you be like completely and totally surprised? And you saw his little mugshot on TV, you would be like, well, okay, yeah, that's...
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Whereas if it was like...
Yeah.
It would be like...
What?
World changing.
Oh my gosh.
So like... It's maddening, this stuff.
He didn't name any villagers.
No, there's no villagers. We're just talking about people that we know, but... I'm blown away that the record... See, they must have seen... Okay, these guys are mega talented. They must have saw, but of course, there's nothing in this particular song where I was like, whoa.
This is the first song on the album.
This is the first.
You're disgusting this.
This is not just the album. This is their introduction to the world.
Yeah.
We're Iron Maiden. Hello.
That's some shit right there. I don't understand.
Tala Allah Shaitan
Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
I need protection. I am asking God for protection from Satan the accursed. Good Lord.
What are you giving this song?
4?
I was falling around a 2. I'm like...
This is a terrible... First, the song is terrible.
Well, the sound wasn't too... You know, I kind of had a...
Well, it doesn't have that signature, like, I want to go on a run, inspiring Iron Maiden riffage that we're used to.
Yeah.
And vocally, this guy is nothing compared to the Bruce Dickinson. Like, this guy is like, and he's not a bad singer, but we're talking about Iron Maiden here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about,
honestly,
a garage band. We're talking about Iron Maiden. You got to come correct on that. You know what? Go ahead. I can't get over that guy.
I'm so grossed out by this song, and I find the topic offensive.
It's so, really an offensive song. It is.
But usually I don't get offended by songs, you know, like we've heard some
stuff. You know what it is? It's like being in Maine where there's all these grimy people that do shit like this. You know, it's like, it's more true to life because it could literally, we could be going for our walks and something like that could literally happen.
I never thought of that.
In our state, you feel me?
So when you were walking around, is that like you thought something like this could happen?
Well, no, obviously it's not in my head, but I'm saying, like, when you're listening to the song and you're like, yo, that could happen here.
Yep. Yes, you're right. Oh, that would be so gross. My gosh.
New York City.
I'm so angry if somebody did that.
Let me tell you something. New York City's full of crazy people, but nobody's trying to stunt like that in New York City, bro. Mm-hmm. Nobody's trying to stunt like that in New York City. Because you do that on a train or something like that, somebody's kids are on the train, like, they will see you. And not even, like, people relate, like, people will be like, yo, there's kids here, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you would get mixed up real quick. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, bro. I don't know. This is a 4 for me. I'm pretty much done with this song.
2.
All right, so tonight, we'll be doing the most recent Iron Maiden song, and I got a feeling that the evolution is going to be pretty significant. Been out.
Sorry, out.
Gone.